If you have your Bible tonight, turn with Zechariah chapter 3. Zechariah chapter 3. If you don't know where it's at, go to the book of Matthew and back up two streets. Amen, you'll be there. Amen. Zechariah chapter 3. I want to read the first seven verses. I'll give you what the Lord's laid on our house. We'll try not to be lengthy, and we'll let you go to the house, and we'll just praise the Lord for His goodness to us. Zechariah chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. And the Bible says, "And he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he saith, Behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. And I said, Let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments. And the angel of the Lord stood by. And the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, If thou wilt walk in my ways, if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my cords, and I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by." I want to preach tonight on God's amazing grace. God's amazing grace. As we look at this tonight, and we can see Israel, the little nation, and you know, we can not only look at Israel, but we can look at the church, and we can see some things that's fixing to take place. And they're looking at going into the kingdom age, when God's people will be with their Savior, when God's people will be with the Redeemer of all men. Isn't that a glorious thought today? Just a little while. Listen, youngins, it may be before morning that we may be in the presence of a holy God. Wouldn't it be a wonderful thing to go to bed tonight when you close your eyes and sleep, to wake up in the portals of glory, amen, in the presence of a holy God? Wouldn't it be something? Wouldn't it be wonderful? I've always told my wife, I said, I hope I go out of here preaching in the Holy Ghost when the rapture takes place and he calls the church out. I'd like to go out just full of God. Boy, I tell you, I love him and thank him for loving me, for helping me, for doing that for me, that I can't do for myself. But we can see the Word of God. His old Zechariah begins to minister to God's people, the things of God. And he showed me Joshua, a high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. And now you can imagine this as we see that high priest of the nation of Israel, that high priest standing before God. We can see some things about this man. We can see some things as this man who represents a nation. I wonder what kind of man we got standing tonight that's representing the United States of America. I wonder what kind of men, if we stood before God, what kind of men they would be that's standing before the United States of America tonight. But I'm telling you, one of these days in a while, they're going to stand before God. And what kind of men are they going to be? And I want to notice, number one, his pitiful condition. Look over at verse 3. It said, "Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel." Now notice the pitiful condition that he was in. He was clothed with filthy rags, with filthy garments. That's a type that we can see as the world being upon him. The world had consumed him. The world had just about consumed the little nation of Israel. And you know, it's easy for us to look down our old long ecclesiastical beak and say, boy, I don't see how people that was close to God, that was chosen to God, could ever let this happen to them. Well, I wonder just how could it happen. It's happening in the United States of America. We've turned our back on God. We've rejected him and pushed him away, and we've pushed him out, and we said we don't need him. We've went about our own filthy ways. We've went about out our own ways and not the ways of the Lord. We've chosen our own path and not the path of the Holy God. We've done the same things, youngins. We've got on filthy attire. We've become filthy in the things of the world. We're not clean and we're not pure. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. We're not a holy people. We're not desiring things. But boy, I tell you, youngins, if we ever want a Holy Ghost revival in the land again, we got to clean up our act just a little bit. We got to get cleaned up from the inside out and allow God Almighty to move in our hearts again and do that for us that we can't do for ourselves, because He wants to tonight. He wants to do wonderful and marvelous things for His people tonight and for me and you. He wants to help us. He wants to rise this nation back to the place that it desires it for it to be, the way He planned it. And He set it up before the foundation of the world. He said, this is what America could be.
Amen.
Amen. But we stand before Him tonight in filthy garments. Amen. Our nation, our nation's leaders, standing before Him in filthy garments. We've defiled ourselves with the things of the world. Amen. We've become impure and we've become unholy. Oh, what a pitiful condition we're in. Oh, we're in a pitiful condition tonight as we stand before a holy God. You say, well, preacher, we're not standing before God yet. I beg your pardon. We're standing before God right now, this evening. God's looking down and God's looking in, and He knows not only who's here tonight in the house of God. And I want to say, you're not here by accident. God put you here on purpose to help your heart tonight, to give you that you need. He knows where you're at. He knows in the house of God, and He knows who you are.
Amen.
Not only does He know that, He knows the thoughts and intents of your heart. He knows why you're here. Amen. Amen. He knows what you're here to get your cup filled up for the rest of the week, get to worship God, or whether you're here to see your honey. Amen. Whether you're here to socialize, rub elbows with the big boys. Amen. He knows why we're in the house of God. He knows why we come. Amen. Hey, you know what? You know, sometimes you preach, say, preacher, well, you know what? Sometimes, boy, we just have some good stirring meat. Boy, Holy Ghost just shows up. Boy, we just shout her out. Wonder why we don't do it more. Amen. Because we don't keep ourselves pure and undefiled. We don't keep ourselves where we ought to be for the Lord. We come before Him in filthy garments. Amen. Glory be to God. But if we ever get a desire and a longing to clean ourselves up and to be pure in the eyes of God, praise God, then He can bless us and He can help us without any defilement and without anything in the way.
Amen.
But I wonder why we're in this pitiful condition. Why were you in this? Why was Joshua in this pitiful? Why was the nation of Israel in this pitiful condition? Why is America tonight in this pitiful condition? Amen. We stand before God clothed in filthy garments, standing before the angel. Amen. Why? Because there's a strong, number two, there's a strong opposition. There's a strong opposition. The Bible says in verse 1, it says Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. I want to say the devil's always got some resistance. He's always got some resistance that he's trying to put up. Every time you try to do something good, every time you try to do something for the Lord, the devil's going to give you some resistance. But I want to say tonight, glory be to God, that you always know you're on the right path when it seems like the devil's fighting you the hardest. Amen. Glory to God. Just shout the praise of God all the way to the house and say, I'm on fire for Jesus. I'm going to just keep kindling the fire. I'm going to keep going down the house of God. I'm going to keep getting that I need. When the devil puts up the resistance, when the devil throws up things in your way, praise God, don't give in, don't give up, just stay in the fight, praise God. Hey, I'm going to take my little bit of kindling down to the house of God, and I'm going to go, praise God, and when I get down there, some dear old saint of God, some dear old brother, they'll bring a little kindling to, and praise God, there'll be a spark that'll set off in that thing, and next thing you know, we'll have us a fire in the Lord. Amen. I'm not talking about wildfire, I'm talking about the power of God, I'm moving on God's people. people. I'm talking about God seeing His people clean and pure and undefiled, and the resistance of the devil, he'll have to flee. Praise God. Because if you trust in the Lord and you commit yourself to God and you resist Him who's resisting you, He'll have to flee.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Man, that's what James said.
Help us, Lord.
Man, said we just put up a little bit of resistance. Yeah. Man, we've got to resist that that's resisting us. Do you know what we do so many times? We give in to the resistance.
Yes. Okay.
The old devil throws up a little resistance. He'll do it. Oh, yeah, he'll do it, especially in families.
Yeah.
You get up on Sunday morning, you get ready to go down to the house. House of God, Brother Chris, you know what he'll do? First thing you know, he'll have one of them little old youngins up chuck on you. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That little fella spit up on you. Throw up his breakfast. Something like that. I mean, that's the first thing you do. And old devil, he'll step in and, hey, ain't the little fella's fault. Amen. But the old devil step in and say, well, there it is. That's a sign. You might as well just stay here. Ain't no use going to the house of God. You ought to just stay home. Take care of that little old youngin. Amen.
Yeah.
Now, if that little old youngin's sick and he's running the fever, keep him attached. But praise God, don't you let that stop you from coming to the house of God. Amen. And I'm not just talking about you with your little youngin. I'm talking about you parents with big youngins. Amen. You get up on Sunday morning. Now, you know what? I know where you're at. I raised two. Amen. You get on up on Sunday morning and daughter ain't got her dress ironed just right. And son's got to have the iron. And they're fussing over who's going to get the iron. And usually son would say, hey, listen, just give me the iron. I'll iron them both. That's the way Georgia do. Amen. Amen. That's the way it works. And the devil just throws up resistance and said, ain't no use even going. You already got in a fight. Just stay at the house. And you know what you do? You defeat it before you ever get out of the driveway. Amen. That's what happens most time. That resistance, it's always, hey, listen, it's always going to be, but there's one thing about the resistance of the devil. It's not omnipresent. Amen. It can't be everywhere all time. So if it's down at your house, praise God, you know what you ought to do? You ought to just shout the glory. Say, praise God, he's down here in my house. He'll have to leave Brother Bill alone this morning. Praise God. And since he's already on me, we'll just go to the house of God and I'll listen to glory to God. I'll listen to Sister Edwards. Just shout it out for the glory of God this morning. Amen. You know what we do? We give up. We give up too easy. He said, because there's resistance is there. Because there's a little resistance. So we say, well, we just won't try. Amen. But listen to what takes place. Now, he was in an awful condition. The people that's in an awful condition, they need all the help they can get, right? Amen. Say amen or oh me. If you're in an awful condition, amen. If you're in a pitiful condition, you need all the help you can get. And so there's a strong opposition. But praise God, there's also some help. Because this guy, old Joshua, was in a good position. Now notice the good position that he was in. Joshua, high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. Now he was standing in that. Now Joshua here is a type of the church, or type of Israel, being clean and restored. Amen. This is what we're talking about. Clean and restored in the presence of a holy God. Not in the eyes of the world, but in the eyes of God. Clean and restored in the eyes, and he's the only one that matters.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, it don't matter what you think. I hope you think good of me because I do my best. And I want to think good of you, brother, because you try to do your best. But praise God, hey, it don't really matter. What really matters is what God thinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen? That's where the rubber meets the road, is if we're right in the eyes of God. But notice his good position. He said, Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord. That's capital L, capital O-R-D. Amen. That's Lord God Jehovah. Praise God. That's the God of glory. He said that Joshua was standing before him. He's standing before a righteous judge. He's standing before the one that can give him that help. And it don't matter how much resistance is there. Praise God, with the Lord on your side, who can be against you?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
It don't matter how much opposition the devil puts on you. Praise God, just keep your eyes and your faith and your trust on the Lord who's there with you and go before you and help you in every situation. Amen. Praise God, he was in a good position. He was in the right place. He was standing before the Lord. Amen. Bless his holy name. Now notice the regeneration. Verse 4. It said, he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. Amen. Now the devil had done put up the opposition. The devil had done thrown up the resistance, but there was some regeneration there. He said, you take away those old filthy garments. He said, you take away that defilement. He told him to take away that iniquity, that defilement, that transgression, that sin that was upon them. Amen. That defilement that they were wearing. He said, take away the filthy garments from him. Amen. That's what God can do. We can't do it ourselves, but God can. See, God, no matter how much resistance the devil's putting on us, it don't matter. Because God, the great God of glory, He is the supreme power and authority in this universe. Amen. Right?
Yes, sir.
Right?
Amen.
Amen. God is supreme. He created it all.
Yes,
newsflash. He even created Satan, the devil, the deceiver of men. Old Slewfoot, the liar, the father of lies. God created him. Amen. He's a created being that come from God. So God is in control of the whole situation. See, the devil rose up and he said, I will be his God. I'll raise up my throne above his throne. I will. And God says, uh-uh. No, you won't.
Amen.
He said, I'm God. There's only one God.
Amen.
And he said, I'm it. And he and you know why the devil's so mad at me and you? Because he's mad at God. Because because God, when he resisted God, when he rebelled against God, God bounced him off the earth, 186,000 miles per second. The Lord said, "I seen Satan as lightning cast out of heaven."
Yeah.
A lightning strike. He says, average 186,000 miles per second. He bounced the devil off the earth at 186,000 miles per second. No wonder he's mad. He ain't ever got over that. And he never will. He's going to keep putting up resistance. He's going to keep rebelling. But I've got news for you. The devil don't win, praise God. God is supreme. And he comes out victor over all. Praise the Lord. He is God Almighty. And he reigneth. Amen. But he said, take those filthy garments off of him. That regeneration. And he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee. Amen. Did you get that? He said, behold. He said, pay attention. And he's talking to Joshua. Joshua was representing the nation of Israel, which could also, and he also could be representing a child of God. He said, pay attention. He said, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. He said, I'm going to take off those filthy garments. That defilement of the world, if you will. He said, I'm going to take all the defilement of the world off of you, and I'm going to give you a change of raiment. He said, I'm going to even give you a robe of righteousness. He said, I'm going to give you that I can give you that comes from me. He said, I'm not counting on something that you can get or you can acquire. But he said, I'm going to give you what I have for you. Amen. God's got a robe of righteousness for you today. You say, well, preacher, I don't live right. You can. Amen. God wouldn't have said, be ye holy, for I am holy. That's a commandment. He wouldn't have said it if you can't do it. Amen? Now, you may not be in this flesh. You may not be perfect. But you can strive for perfection. You can be holy unto the Lord. You can do things that's right. You can seek to do things that's pleasing to God. Will you mess up? Yes, you will. I'd be a liar if I stood here and said you wouldn't, that if you trust the Lord that you'll be perfect the rest of your life. Because you won't, because you're still in this body of flesh. But God saves your soul, and He'll keep your soul perfect and pure if you'll let Him. He'll keep you undefiled if you seek not to defile yourself. Are you hearing me? Young people, are you hearing what I'm saying to you? The only one that can keep you chaste and pure is yourself with the help of the Lord. If you can't do it by yourself, but the Lord will help you if you'll let Him. He desires to do that for you. That's His will for you. Amen? If you'll just let Him, if you'll help Him, you put resistance against Him, put resistance back against Him. Amen? Resist him and he'll flee from you. But he said, I've clothed you. He said, I've caused thy iniquity to pass from you, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. He said, I'll put you on a different outfit. Now why? Because the Lord is on our side. That's not only that regeneration, but notice the perfect salvation. In verse 2, the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. Wow. Now, did you hear that? The Lord said unto Satan, our old accuser, our adversary. Amen. This strong opposer. He said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. Now, he didn't leave no doubts about it. He called him out. He called him by name. He said, the Lord rebuke you, O Satan. The Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. He said, I've chosen this people. I've put my name upon this people. And he said, I rebuke you, Satan. He said, is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? He said, they were going down. They were burned and they were smoldering. But praise God, he said, I reached down with mine own hand. Hey. And he said, glory to God. And he said, I plucked them out. I wonder how many of us were burning in the pits of hell. You can smell the smoke already. But God reached down to where you was and he plucked you out as a brand out of the fire. And he set your feet on a solid rock, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world and saved your ever dying soul forever and ever.
Hallelujah.
Amen. How many of us has he plucked out of the fire? He's made clean. He saved us with a great and a mighty salvation. Plucked them out. He said, devil, said, you've got the resistance. You've been fighting against my people. But I want to say one of these days, youngins, listen to me. One of these days, he's going to tell the devil, that's enough. That's enough. He said, you've been accusing the brethren for years. You've been bringing your acquisitions up against the brothers for years. Your accusations against a brother and sister Christ for years. He said, devil, I've had enough. He said, you're no longer going to accuse the brethren. Say, I'm tired of hearing it. Amen. He said, the Bible says he'll come down, he'll grab that rascal. He'll bind him up and he'll throw him in a pit bound for 1,000 years. I tell you, I'm looking forward to that glorious day of his appearing when he'll take that old rascal out of our way and he'll bind him up and he'll get him out of our face once and for all. Won't that be something? I'm talking about a perfect salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Israel's like me and you. We don't deserve his salvation. There's nothing that we've done could deserve. You say, well, preacher, I repented and stuff. I deserve to be saved. No, we deserve hell. Amen. But thank God because of his mercy and his grace. He just said, instead of letting us go on to that awful pit, because it wasn't designed for me and you. Hell was designed for Satan and his demons. And he said, I don't want you to go there. And because of that, I give you my only begotten son. I paid a price to keep you out of that awful place called hell. He said, I bought you with a price. I saved you from the pit. He said, all you got to do is accept the gift that I give you. Amen. Praise God. And when we accept that gift, that gift of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We become born again believers. I wonder how many is born again believers. Do you believe the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you accept him in free pardon of sin? You say, well, preacher, sure I have. Do you know that for a fact? Amen. Are you living for him? Is your life proof? Amen. If he come right now, are you still living in those filthy rags? Do you have on a robe of righteousness? Are you trying to do right, trying to live right according to the will of God? I wonder how we're going to stand. Joshua, the high priest, he stood before God and he stood in the presence of God. He had help. He had hope. He had them filthy garments. But God said, Joshua said, if you wet me, I'll take away those filthy garments. I'll give you a new garment. Amen. I'll exchange with you. He said, I'll take that old filthy stuff off of you and I'll clean you up and I'll give you a new garment. I'll dress you up. I'll change your raiment. Amen. You won't be in the same raiment that you used to be. He said, you'll be wearing a new clothes. You'll have a new attitude and you'll have a new life. He said, what about it, Joshua? Will you accept what I've got? I like what old Zechariah does here. He speaks up now in this, verse 5. Zechariah speaks up, and I said, let them set a fair mitre upon his head. So they set a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments. And now, can you just vision this? Just vision this with me for a minute. Just vision it. Zechariah said, hey, wait a minute. He said, if we're going to do this, said, let's just do it right, Brother Kevin. He said, God, he said, hey, let's just do this. Let's make it complete. He said, that old turban about his head, said, it's filthy and nasty. It's ragged. He said, let's put him on a crown. Let's give him a new one. Amen. You're going to give him new garments. Let's give him a new head dressing too. Amen. And so he said, hey, listen, said, what we'll do is we'll just give him the godliness and the glory of God. We'll just let it radiate from him and we'll just let it become his head. Amen. We'll dress him up and we'll make him into that God would have him to be. And he said that they clothed him with garments. They put a fair mitre upon his head and clothed him with garments. And can you just imagine? He said, and the angel of the Lord stood by. Can you imagine the Lord standing there and he says, this is the way I want it done. You take that one, that fair garment, that righteousness, and put it on him just like this. Drape it on him. Cover him completely. Amen. Cover his head. Take that old off his head. Clean him up and redo. Make him into that he deserves to be because of me. Not because of he deserved it, but because of who I am in him. Make him shine like the noonday sun. Make him that new man, that new creature. Give him the glory of God. Let it shine and radiate out of him. What about you now? Are you that filthy man? Or are you that changed man? What are we today? Well, I believe we're selling. Yeah, you know why God laid this on my heart? Because I believe we're selling ourselves short. We're selling ourselves short, youngins. We're not what we can be. We're not there. But we can be. If we seek and desire the Lord, love Him and resist the devil, praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, how can I do it? The Lord of hosts tells us. And the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, now he explained vehemently. You get this? The angel of the Lord vehemently explains to Joshua what he needs to do to keep himself undefiled. Amen? Listen to what he says. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways. He said, Joshua, there's a way you've got to walk. He said, you don't walk in that old way that you used to go. There's places that you don't go. And there's things that you don't do. You keep yourself from those things. He said, you abstain from even the very appearance of evil. You put evil behind you. If you see evil, you flee from it. Just like the Bible says, you flee fornication. Amen. You keep yourself pure and undefiled. He said, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge. What was his charge? In the New Testament, he says, you love your neighbor as yourself. And then he says, and then he went on further. He said, you love your neighbor as I have loved you. Amen. He said, when you get to that point that you love your neighbor as much as I have loved you, he said, then you're getting close. I wonder where we stand today in our filthy rags when it comes to following the Lord. He said, if you'll walk in my ways, and you will keep my charge. Listen to what it says. Then thou shalt also judge my house. Amen. He said, you'll judge my house and shalt also keep my courts. And I will give thee places to walk among these that stand by. Amen. Well, who he's talking about? Could it be among the holy angels of God? Can you just imagine? He said, Brother X, he said, I've got a place for you. Amen. In my kingdom. I've got a place for you in my glory. I've got a place for you. in my kingdom? What about you? What are you wearing? How you dressed? Are you clean? Are you pure? Are you undefiled? What about us today? Joshua was standing there in the presence of the Lord. The resistance, the opposition is there. But he stands there with help and his trust in the Lord. And the Lord said, Joshua, I will, because you can't. He's saying to you tonight, he said, I will, because you can't. What about you tonight? Will you be made whole? Ain't that what he asked the brother down there at the Siloam? He said, hey, listen. He said, whenever the waters are stirred, he said, I have no man to help me in. He said, well, will you be made whole? Will you? Will you be made whole? And he said, I don't have no way to be whole. He said, well, I am the way. Amen. If you want to be whole. Amen. God's amazing grace extended down to mankind. What do we do with it? We accept it, we receive it, and we allow the Lord to help us. That's what we do with it. That's what God will help us to do with it if we'll trust Him tonight. But what about us? What about you? Well, so many times we're content just to sit around in our filthy garments and never be made whole. But God says, I want to clean you. I want to give you that robe of righteousness. I want you to be made clean and white. White as the driven snow. But what about us? What about you?